rising above it all. Now, before I get started, I want you all to hang around towards the end of the show for a new segment with Amber. And for all those listening to the podcast version of the show, you may want to check out the YouTube version, which has some interesting discussions before the show starts, and not the entire question and answering. All the entire question and answering only ends up on the YouTube. We do part of it for the podcast version. So you got to pop over to the YouTube channel to catch it all. It's episode 481 with plugins for multi-vendors, dinosaurs, pandas, auto images, switching places, finding yourself, and classic press options, all coming up on WordPress Plugins from A to Z. And it's going to mess with me right now.
Button. Work button.
Yeah, it's really having a bad time. Wrong one.
WordPress. It's the most popular content management and website solution on the internet. And with over 80,000 plugins to choose from, how do you separate the junk from the gems? Join us for a weekly, unrehearsed conversation about the latest and greatest in WordPress plugins. This is WordPress Plugins from A to Z.
I'll just edit that one out. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you happen to be hiding out there on the globe today. Coming to you direct from the Brewery Overlook in beautiful Victoria, British Columbia, Canada. I'm John Overall, and with me is...
Amber Overall.
And we have a usual great show for you today, but of course, right off the top, we get to get into... This is episode 40 of 51 episodes for 2020. We're coming down to the wire for the end of the year, folks. It's episode 481, and the wilderness is calling out to the true and brave. We are now 41 weeks into 2020, and with 30 weeks of this insanity we call the Rona, the narrative is shot to hell. The numbers are starting to show that is not nearly as bad as the M5M has touted for the last few months. I did notice, though, the mask rage seems to be almost over. When I went out yesterday for my regular foraging for household goods and food, I noticed that the masks are slipping, and the new fad, it seems, is starting to pass. I did notice a few people still wearing the masks, but it seems to be less than when I was out foraging a couple of weeks ago. I would suggest, however, you still keep yours handy. Keep it in your back pocket so you never know when you might need it to wipe your nose or that little extra bit of toilet paper. When you're tired of the daily drain from the M5M and social media, go find yourself an oasis like the one over at the Rogues Tavern, someplace where you can check out from the world and unplug. There you can help your soul with what it needs and deal with the crap the world has thrown at you during the last 30 weeks. Start by minimizing your M5M exposure. Stop using Facecrack and any other social media outlets, or minimize them down to the bare essentials. Work on your own little part of the world to make it a better place to be. Inspire others around you to do the same. Don't worry too much about the things you can't control. You can't do anything about them anyway. Stop accepting and doing the things that are not in your best interest, meaning that you can control. Don't deal with that crap. Working only your best interest while at the same time respecting and helping others, the rewards from that will be tremendous and follow. All right, well, let's move it along here.
What you gonna do if it's tough for me?
iPhone, schmiphone. The way I see it, the only good phone's a landline, and the phone should be made out of Bakelite.
That's right, everybody. Time for tech news. John, do we have tech news?
Oh, absolutely. We have tech news. You'd swear to God that was made just for me. It wasn't, though. That was stolen from the No Agenda show. I forgot to give them a shout-out before I started the show like I usually do, but thanks a lot to them for their inspiration of ideas and their stolen sound clips. So thanks a lot to the No Agenda show. Eventually, we'll have our own sound clips and won't use theirs anymore. Well, let's move it along with the first news item for today. And this one here is from the Tips Tuesday blog over at BlogAid, and I'm not going to go through all of it. There's one particular component in this article that you'll want to take a look at, and what it's talking about when I can find it here, if you can see the scrolling here. Here it is. Plugins are going to start dropping like flies from the WordPress repository, and we're going to be seeing a massive rise in premium plugins with maybe a free trial time period on them. That's kind of what I predict. It kind of sets me back to where I was 8 years ago when every plugin was free and there was a couple that were starting to be, you know, premium or freemium. And I predicted at that time that was going to be the new model. Well, I see the new model changing. And that is because of the changing standards of the internet. WordPress is finally catching up to the standards and forcing everyone to eventually move to 7.4 of PHP. They're also adding more code in the React JavaScript language, and that's going to force a lot of plugins that they'll just break. They won't work anymore. I've already run into it many times when I've tried to bring a website up to 7.4 and broken it. So she's talking about this and the fact that there's a lot of plugins that are going to fail. So you might want to check this article out, read the little snippet she has, read some of the other stuff in the post too. It's kind of interesting. She's got a lot of good stuff to say. And if you want to get a good grip on what's happening, Mayanna stays way ahead of the curve on all the stuff that's happening in the tech field for web design and WordPress in particular.
She's really awesome. I like the way she explains things, too.
Yeah. She does a good job of dumbing it down for those that don't get the technical jargon. Okay, the next article I've got for you, this one here is just kind of going to touch on it. You'll have to go read the article. We've got a couple of articles along this line. It seems that there's starting to be more and more articles and promotions about alternatives to WordPress, alternative CMS systems. Now, they've always been there. They've always been there kind of in the background. But in the last year, more and more of them have started to gain some prestige. And it happened because of WordPress's massive change to Gutenberg and the changes they've been making. So people are getting tired and they're going, hey, is there an alternative here that can do the same thing? So you'll want to check out these articles. Both the articles I've got here, this one from WP Beginner and the other one from from CMS to CMS. And they talk about how to migrate from them or what's good and bad between the two different plugins, or not plugins, but the two different CMS systems. So you'll want to go check these articles out and find out a little bit about them.
I had no idea there was so many different things that were kind of creeping up on WordPress.
Oh, CMS systems? There's been lots of them in the background. For the longest time, the only ones that gave them a challenge was Joomla and I can't remember the other one now.
I knew there was a few, but I didn't realize there was quite so many. And now it seems like they're all kind of catching up to WordPress pretty sneakily.
Well, that's because WordPress has been forcing things down everyone's throat that they weren't overly happy about.
Yeah.
So instead of playing to their strengths, they started going, how can we change and make things new and shiny? Which is the internet in a nutshell. The next article I've got here for you, this is an article from Elementor on how to design your website for web accessibility. Now, web accessibility, thank you, Sean. Drupal, that was my other one. Web accessibility is when you set up your site so that those with visual disabilities or hearing disabilities or some other disability that are accessing the internet can still access all the information on your site. Setting up for accessibility is quite the challenge. I've tried to do it a couple of times, and there's a lot that goes into dealing with that. So you'll want to read this article over and get an understanding about why you want to do it, aside from if you live in the States and you're a major corporation, you can be sued for not having an accessible website. I don't know about Canada, but the U.S. has a law, the Disabilities Act, where if you don't provide certain accessibilities, they can sue you. And they've started suing major websites, people with deep pockets. They generally sue people with deep pockets because that's the only way to get money.
Makes sense.
It's like a scam. It is a scam, actually, the lawsuits for that.
Yeah, I glanced over this, and there's a lot there, but they explain it really well.
Yeah, it's really in-depth, and it's a big thing, and it's slowly starting to take hold on the internet. In the next couple of articles we got for you, this is dealing with the issues around what's happening with the Facebook O-Embed issue, Facebook and Instagram O-Embed issue. One of the ways is from WP Beginner, and one of the ways they recommend dealing with it, in according to this article, is installing a plugin. Plus, they have a few other ways of helping you deal with the issue of keeping your O-Embeds working properly with the new change coming from Facebook. And it's something you will want to deal with if you've been using these O-embeds on your website or on your clients' websites. So that's what you're going to want to do. The next one I've got here for you is an article out of The Tavern. And this one here is talking about WordPress is introducing an application passwords for the REST API authentication. And this is going to flow in line with that, because what's happening with Facebook is they're implementing a password such to do O-embeds. In other words, you'll need an application to integrate with it versus the way it used to work. So WordPress is now looking at integrating the same thing. It's not fully expected till sometime next year, but it is something, if you're a developer, you want to get ahead of this and find out what it is that's coming down the pike as far as what WordPress is planning to do. So you'll want to check out this article and some of the other stuff they've got in here linked to it.
I want to ask, you'll need a password to authenticate it, or?
Yeah, they're using the REST API. The REST API is how a lot of plugins integrate into your WordPress website, I believe. I'm not overly familiar with it myself, but I do understand the concept to an extent.
And so in order to integrate it, you'll have to have your own password in order to make it work?
Oh, probably.
Okay.
It'll probably be something like that. You'll set up something that'll set up a password, or it'll help set up. I'm not certain how it's going to work. I didn't get that detailed into following all the links to see what it is. With the links, you probably get more information.
All right.
Now, the final article I've got here for you is something that's kind of near and dear to me and how promotions are done for your products. And this is an article telling people if you got a WordPress website or WordPress business, you're selling plugins or selling themes or selling something, it's an article suggesting why you might not want to have a Black Friday sale. And there's lots of reasons for that. Or if you do have a sale, have a full reason for it or a full marketing plan to go with the sale. You know, one of the things that they touch on in the article, which is always one that annoys me, it's like, you know, a brand new customer can get something at 50% off and you've been buying that plugin for 3 years and you still have to pay full price, you know. It's sort of irritating. You reward the people who come in now and don't reward the people that have been with you for a long time. So there's lots of other things to go with it. The other reason is if you do predictable sales, which many of them do, I knew these sales would happen. And sometimes I'd get near Black Friday and I'd be needing this particular plugin. And I go, oh, no, they'll have a Black Friday sale. I'll pick it up dirt cheap. And sure enough, that's exactly what happens. You'll have people that are looking to buy the plugin. They might hold off a couple, 3 weeks from buying it and wait until you have the sale so that they can save a chunk of change. So there's a lot that goes into it, but it's a really good article discussing the ins and outs of marketing in and around and sales, and in particular dealing with the Black Friday one that's coming up on November 27th of this year, which is the annual Black Friday sales across the globe where everyone goes into Walmart with sticks and bats and beats each other to death over a television set.
I've never really understood the whole Black Friday thing.
It comes from a long thing, probably two or three decades ago when it first started. And what it generally happened was it was the first week that retail businesses actually started to show a profit for the year.
Okay.
Because for the rest of the year, they were in the red and they were slowly working their way out of the red. But all the massive sales at the Black Friday would suddenly put them in the black and they would be making a profit. So there was a term Black Friday. They went from being in the red to being in the black, meaning that, you know, the ink. If you've ever owned a business, you'll know the difference between red ink and black ink.
Yep.
So that's where Black Friday actually comes from. But that actually dates back to, I'm not even going to date myself, let's just say two or three decades back.
I had someone trying to explain to me how Black Friday was about Black empowerment?
No, has nothing to do with that. They might be trying to change it to that now, but that's the way it works.
No, this article is actually good. It points out a bunch of different things that I never even thought about myself.
Yeah, it is. And if you're doing marketing, you will want to check it out. Okay, let's talk about our show producers. This show doesn't work without you, the producers, the people who listen to it, who help provide for the show. It is a value for value model, meaning if you're getting any value out of it, does it save you 5 minutes? Does it help you out? Does it point you in the right direction? You know, what's that worth to you? We'd like you to see it, make it tangible, and then...
We just need cash.
I know a lot of people want to send blankets or water. Just send your cash.
Absolutely. Cash works well. But in lieu of cash, there's lots of other ways you can help this show out. One of the big ways you can do it is if you have some artistic talent, we would like some artwork from you. And in that vein, we'd like to talk about this week's show art, which comes from Danielle Pais. I've never pronounced his name correctly. Sorry about that, Danielle. At any rate, it's a really great piece of artwork. It's a blimp floating high in the sky up over a city with the WordPress logo over it. Really nice piece of artwork. I've been hanging on to it for a while, finding just the right show to use it at. But submit your artwork, get it on the show, and it's easy to do. Just go to the WPPluginsAtoZ.com/art generator and submit your artwork there, and we'll get it into a show as soon as we can, if we can. You know, eventually I may get so much, I'll never be able to use it all. At the moment, I'm starting to run out of artwork, so I need more artwork. Those of you who've supplied art, and you're listening, come on, more artwork, please. We're running low on artwork. Anyway, thanks a lot, Danielle. I greatly appreciate it. And if you're watching on the YouTube channel, you get the preview of the art before it goes live with today's show. Okay, our executive producers, this is a spot we like to hold out for people who donate $50 or more to a show in a week. They get a note read out and any links they want connected to it. It's a great way to buy some links off of the WP Plugins A to Z site. Donate $50. Anyway, a big thank you to all the producers who've come in under $50, though, because we don't have anyone at $50 or over. And you know who you are. You've set up small weekly or monthly subscriptions. It's not a lot of money. It doesn't put anything in our pockets, but it does show that people are supporting the show. So thank you very much. And also a big thank you to those out there who have hired me after listening to the show for a while. That is as good as donating to the show. So thank you very much. I greatly appreciate that. If you want to support the show, just go to WPPluginsAtoZ.com/donate to find all the ways you can donate to the show. So thank you very much, and links for everything else are in the show notes. It is time for us to move on to the great part of the show that everyone shows up for. All right, first off, we talk about classic press options. Well, we're still a little bit behind on classic press options. We don't really have a whole lot here. Classic Press is a great system. It works well. I think I have a couple of websites running on it, so you might consider it if you're tired of WordPress and you want to move on to it. I've had to revert one or two sites back from Classic Press back to WordPress because I'm tied into an ecosystem that no longer supports Classic Press, so I just had to go backwards. I regretted that, but that's the way life works. Almost all my work these last few months has been in WordPress, so that's where I am, so I've not time to search for Classic Press stuff. There is still stuff in here for Classic Press resources, the Classic Press Club, the forums, CodePotent's website, and more, so make sure you go check it out, folks. So the big chunk everyone comes here for are the WordPress plugins, and that's what we have next. First one I have for you here is called Ivory Search, WordPress search plugin. Now this one here, I may or may not have reviewed it sometime in the distant past, and I might not have given it an overly great review. I seem to recall it a year or two ago, and it was only so-so. But I recently saw it when I was needing a better search function for a project that I'm currently working on. I needed something that was going to do the job better. And it seems that they've improved this up quite nicely. It's still got a premium version, which I haven't tried or tested yet. So this is all on the free version of the plugin, which is available. And starting with it, what you can do, once you download it and install it, you do have to activate it through their activation system. It's really quick and easy. Click a few buttons, you get an email, click another button, and it's activated. And this one here, what it does do is it replaces out the WordPress search function on your site for a better search function. You do have to put in the form that they provide. But one of the nice things about this, it allows you to create the search function and search in multiple ways, customize the form up to what it will search and how it will display it. It produces an AJAX display and pops it off to the page itself. If you go to the premium version, you can granularize the search function of it all the way down to specific dates and other things. And you can create multiple forms that can be placed on multiple pages for doing specific multiple types of searches. So it really has a lot of advantages. And what's burning in here?
I don't know. I'll go check.
I smell something burning for some reason. No, I'm not losing my mind. Anyway, sorry about that, folks. That's what happens when you're live. You get sidetracked in a house where you got little girls who are doing anything. Okay, and
I think the kids made some toast.
Yeah, okay, as long as I know what it is. It doesn't smell like toast. It smells like sugar. At any rate, it's a really great plugin, one you'll want to go check out. I would go check this one out, the Ivory Search plugin, and I give it a 4 Dragon rating. And now we're on hold here. I'm going to have to babble on for a minute and carry a tune because Amber's wandered away from the keyboard. And unfortunately, we do this live to tape. I really don't do anything else but live to tape. Yes, we're in the same room, surprisingly. All right, so what do we do here? We got a couple of, we got no real comments. Sean had made a comment about something being a pain in the ass. It's probably going back to what I was talking about, the new changes to WordPress. All right, do we got you back?
Just about.
All right.
Just double checking on the kids, making sure they weren't getting into anything.
Okay.
All right, so my plug-in turn?
Yep, your plug-in turn.
All right. First one I got.
I'll edit this out. Don't worry. We'll clean it up.
Yeah, all right. So first one I got for you is auto featured image. I found this plugin while trying to figure out a way to insert a featured image capability into a client site. It was Divi. So Divi doesn't have the best options I found.
Divi does not have very good options, period.
And while this works on my test site, it didn't do much on Divi. So it doesn't really work with Divi, but it does work with most major themes. I found this fairly straightforward to use. You plug it in and you can set up the plugin itself in the actual settings page. You get to set up the featured image yourself, or you can choose one of your images to be featured. You can also set it up and set up the background color, customize the process of generation, use filters on your photos. There's a lot of different things you can do with this plugin. That was all just for the free version. The pro version gives you more options, but all it does is it has these bars that have the word pro on it. So I couldn't really figure out what else it would do. It doesn't explain it very well on the site. I did like how easy it was to set up. It's great for a starter. It gives you just enough to get going with the free version. So if you need something quick, you need to get something going, this is a great plugin for starting out. It's not something I would recommend to use long-term, though. It doesn't give you quite enough for long-term use on your site. The pro version does offer a lot more. If you want to pay for it, go for it. It's not too expensive. They keep it well updated. I rate this at 4 Dragons.
Very nice. I didn't really look into that one too much. Okay, the final one I've got here for you, or not final, the
final.
Next one. I'm jumping. I'm trying to jump ahead to the end of the show. That's what it is. I've been thrown off balance by smelling burning toast in the house. No, it's not a stroke. All right. The next one I have for you is Post Type Switcher. This one here, I know I've covered this one in the past, or I've covered a similar one to this in the past. This is a plugin you pop in and allows you to switch your post type from one post type to another, meaning pages to posts to custom post types to products to all whatever custom post types you have on your site, you can switch that post to that. It comes in really handy, especially when you're redesigning or redeveloping a website that already has content in place. And maybe some of the content was created as pages and now it needs to be converted into posts that need to be categorized together, which is what I used it for this time. I've used it before to rescue custom post types when I'm getting ready to get rid of a plugin that creates a custom post type and I need that data rescued. I switch them to a regular post type so that we can rescue at least the content data, maybe not necessarily the custom field data. So there's a lot of ways to use the custom post type switcher. And it is a free plugin, works fantastic out of the box, does exactly what it's supposed to do, and it can save you tons of time of having to reduplicate content in another format for your website. So if you're doing that, redeveloping, or maybe you created a post one day and realized, oh man, I created it as the page. Download this and go convert it back to a post, or vice versa. Go check this one out. It is Post Type Switcher, and I give it a 5 Dragon rating.
I'm so glad your buttons are all working now.
So am I. But you know they're going to quit working now that you've mentioned that, right?
No. Okay. They got praise. Now they'll be happy.
Okay, sure.
That's the way it works.
Uh-huh.
All right, so the next one I got for you is Dinosaur Game. See, I have this friend who's been asking about attaching games to your website. So I decided to look a bit more into it. And I have found a few. Like, there's a couple where you can earn money. There's a couple that kind of ping you around the site. That one was interesting. This one, I saw it and I recognized it immediately. Both of my daughters love this game. It is one of those irritating games that parents look at and dread for when the kids find it again and start playing it again. Luckily, you can turn the sound off, though. So for this, you plug it in and you put a short code of Dinosaur Game into wherever you want this to appear on your site. You might want to make a note on there as well, saying that the person has to press the space bar for a jump and also to start the game. It's a total freebie, and it will very likely hook a bunch of people onto your website just so they can play the game. And I rate this at 5. It's fun.
All right. Yeah, little fun games like that. And just think, if you get them hooked to the page, you put some rotating ads in there and make a few bucks.
Exactly.
Okay, the next one, and I think this is the final one I've got for you today. This is a brand new WordPress plugin, just basically released 6 hours ago. So it's fresh off the table.
Nice.
It is called Mercado. And what it does for you is it is a add-on for your WooCommerce website that will allow you to turn your WooCommerce website into a WooCommerce marketplace, allowing you to let other people sell using your WooCommerce store. You collect a commission off of it. They get their own storefront. They get their own desktop and display area so they can put their products in. Their particular files are separated and sorted out from anyone else who has a store. It's a great way if you happen to have one of those premium domain names like buyorganicdirect.ca or something, and you want to set it up and let multiple people sell their products from your store. You can set it up and let them set their store, and you make a commission off of just collecting the money, and they do all the shipping and everything else. It's all their problem. All you do is collect money for providing the website space. Really cool plugin. It offers a lot out the get-go for a free plugin. It has a premium version, but just right out the front, you get dashboard live reports, separate vendor sites. Vendors get to control their sites, export the orders in a CSV, no reloading the dashboard. You can set up multiple commissions for it, meaning like you can have different commission levels for different vendors and depending on what they're selling. You know, they can withdraw their money. There's lots of things in this, and that's in the free version. And then they've got a premium version that adds even more stuff to it. So if you're looking for something like this, you might want to check it out and see if it will fit the bill for you. And this is the advantage of periodically going into the link I have that on the site that takes you to all the new plugins that have been recently released in WordPress. So I picked this one up, and it's a pretty great one. I got to give it a 4 right now because I haven't had a chance to give it a full-blown test with the premium version. But go check it out. It is Mercado. Turn your WooCommerce into a multi-vendor marketplace.
That's bloody brilliant.
Yeah, well, I knew it was going to be in existence soon. I've been waiting for something like this to show up for a particular pet project I want to do. So...
that's brilliant. I'm definitely going to be testing that one out.
So eventually I'll get it fully tested. But I know you have a pet project you're working on, which is exactly what you wanted for that pet project.
Exactly, yeah.
So, and one day we'll announce what that pet project is because it's a pretty cool pet project she's been working on for a couple of months.
All right, so the last one I got is Halloween Panda. I did warn everyone I was going to be doing at least one Halloween thing until Halloween. So yeah, Halloween Panda. I don't know why pandas are so popular now. They're showing up everywhere. Halloween Panda is actually really cool, though, despite the weird name. First of all, it's a total freebie. You plug it in, do up the settings. They even have carrot jack-o'-lanterns for some reason in the options. And you let her go. You can choose a snowfall, which is actually bats and pumpkins, a screen decoration, and a pop-up. You can have all three together. You can have a combination of them. You can enable, disable. It's actually really cool. And the pictures that they have, aside from the weird jack-o'-lantern carrots, I'm sorry, I don't think I'll get over that one. Aside from the carrots, it's really awesome pictures. I really liked it. It's a lot of fun. Definitely go check this out if you are into Halloween. I rate it at 5 dragons.
That's a pretty cool little plugin. It's always nice to see some of the oddball stuff that's out there and exists in the WordPress repository. There is a lot of strange stuff in the repository that's collected over the years.
I seem to be excellent at finding the weird ones.
You are. You're much better. I used to be able to find them, but I haven't really made the effort. Maybe it's because I've gotten blasé about it and I just don't look as well.
I need to find more jokester ones.
Oh, that'd be kind of cool. All right. Well, this show currently brought to you by...
Are you tired of the same old web hosting? Not having the resources you need to run your website properly? Having a lack of control? Then you need johnoverall.com web hosting, providing you with all the resources you need to smoothly run your WordPress website or ClassicPress website. With strict limits on the number of clients allowed per server, johnoverall.com provides high-quality, fast server performance. Visit johnoverall.com for web hosting that won't slow you down.
Absolutely. Nothing but the highest quality hosting. Okay, contests. We do have a new contest coming. Thanks again to Charlie out there who is helping us get this thing in order, and he's gotten us lined up with a contest, and I've got to show him a little bit about how to use some stuff on the site to get the contest up and promoted. But by next week, we will be having a new contest ready to rock and roll, and we'll be letting you all know all about it. So
Yay. Stay
tuned, and we're getting back to the contest. So thanks again, Charlie, for helping us get off the ground with it. So see, that's the way you can help folks. There's lots of things, little things that need to be done for the show that I don't make any money on, and I don't have the time to get to them because I have to earn a living. I got to feed myself. For some crazy reason, people want me to pay them money when I ask for groceries. It's silly, I know. All right, so covering up in this episode of Plugins, what I covered was the Ivory Search WordPress search plugin, which I gave a 4.2, the Post Type Switcher, which I gave a 5.2, and the Mercado Turn Your WooCommerce into a Multi-Vendor Marketplace, which I gave a 4.2.
And I covered Auto Featured Image, which I gave a 4.2, Dinosaur Game, which I gave a 5.2, and Halloween Panda, which I also gave a 5.2.
Okay, and I want to give a quick thing. Thanks, Hemdian. He's made a comment that's good timing on the post type switcher. He's got a bunch of pages he needs to change to custom post types.
Oh, brilliant.
There you go. Brilliant. Excellent. Glad to hear it's good timing for you. Okay, I'm going to give you a couple of quick reminders of things because we're going to go into our question and answer segment, and partway through that, we'll cut it off for the closing credits, and we'll pick it up afterwards only on the YouTube channel. Okay, so a couple of quick reminders. There's no meetup currently planned. We're trying to figure out something around that. I've just not had the time. I've been so focused on many other aspects of my life, and we're going to be bringing that back together real soon. So don't worry, folks, that will happen. If you'd like to be on an interview show, just reach out to me at wppluginsaz.com/interview. You want to find out more about what I've been spending my time on? Go check out theroguestavern.com. Okay, so we still need an intro for this question and answer. Oh, here's a good one.
Warning, unlawful content.
That'll work. All right, so we got a question and answer segment coming up here, and Amber's going to start this off by asking some questions or a question and see if we can get a discussion going.
Well, this time around, I don't really have any particular question. It's more of a interest in what would someone who is brand new entirely to the internet everything, what would they need to know about setting up their own website? Like, what would you want them to know before they come to you and tell you about this amazing idea that they have? What would you hope that they would know about first?
Well, the first thing they need to do know about and have is their domain name.
And how would you get that?
Best way to get it is you can go to, I recommend GoDaddy, or you can buy them from johnoverall.com, where I'm actually a GoDaddy reseller. So buy them from me. I make an extra buck on the domain. You don't pay any more. You pay the same price for the domain as GoDaddy. They just give me the buck instead of keeping it themselves.
Oh, cool.
So you can go that. There's a link off my website to buy domains through my reseller platform. But you buy a domain. You must have your domain before you can start on anything, because I've seen it happen more than once. People get a great idea and they get started on it. And then so you bought your domain. They go to look for the domain and the domain's gone. And they can't get even a decent variation of the domain they want, meaning that they have to change the whole layouts of their business or the name of their business or whatever they're going to do, because they need a domain to match it. So you start with your domain before you do anything else.
All right. And what would you want them to know next? Like, what is the next step after that?
Well, the next step after that is to have a bit of an understanding on what they want for a site, what their site is going to do. This is the big one. What's their site going to do? Is it going to be an e-commerce website? Is it going to be just a blog? Is it going to be information? Is it going to be interactive for people? Are they going to try and connect with their clients? Now, starting fresh from scratch, I'm guilty of this myself from way back in the day when I first started. And phone isn't ringing off the hook. Did you answer my question? Uh-oh. I don't know what question it was. Your phone isn't ringing. I missed that, Sean. You'll have to give me what the question is. Sorry. At any rate, they'll have to know what their website's going to do and how it's going to work forward. And that is always a big one. So they have to sit down and do some planning. I'm more than happy to sit with them and help them figure out and plan it and figure out, you know, how it's going to work. And that's where I was going with this also, is they got to realize that getting out the gate, they're going to have zero to little traffic, and it can take months to gain traffic unless you happen to have something that catches fire really quick. It takes time. You got to market, push, drag things out, talk to your friends, family, try to get the media to pick you up. It takes a lot to get something out. It's not as easy as build it and they will come. That only happened in one movie that I know of. That's the only place I've ever seen it actually happen, was in Field of Dreams. He built it and they came, but that wasn't exactly what it was. So I think before we go much further, we'll call a split at this point. And those of you listening on the podcast, we'll have to pop over to the YouTube channel to catch it. So I'm going to let my girl do the credits, hang around after the credits, folks, and Amber and I will pick this up afterwards.
Reminders for the show. All show notes can be found at wppluginsa-z.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the newsletter for more useful information delivered directly to your inbox. WP Plugins A to Z is a show that offers honest and unbiased reviews of plugins created by developers because you support the show. Help keep the show honest and unbiased by going to wppluginsa-z.com/donate and set the donation level that fits your budget. Help us make the show better for you by subscribing and reviewing the show at Stitcher Radio, Google Play, and in the iTunes Store. You can also leave us a review on our Facebook page using wppluginsa-z.com/Facebook. You can also watch the show live on YouTube, check out the screencasts, and training videos, and remember to subscribe and hit the bell to get notifications of all new videos. Follow the show on Twitter at WP Plugins A to Z. John can also be reached at his website, johnoverall.com, or email him directly, john@wppro.ca. Thanks for joining us, and have a great day.
Thanks for listening to the show. This show is copyright by johnoverall.com. So until next time, have yourselves a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today.